The Ridgeview girls basketball team defeats Sioux Central, final 50-43. And my guest in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake postgame is Brian Bode, the Ridgeview head coach. Got to feel especially good for this win for the Raptors, coaches. You've been on the wrong end of the score these last four games, and nice to get back in the win column before Christmas break.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we've lost a couple heartbreakers just recently here. Had a tough stretch there. You know, going into break, it's kind of how you want to go into break. I thought the girls came out tonight and just they played really well. I thought our intensity was great, our hustle. We rebounded really well. We've been harping on the girls all year to box out and keep teams off the boards. I thought our defensive effort was really solid. I mean, Sioux Central's got a couple really nice players between Danny and Cher. They're two studs. And they gave us everything they had down the stretch there, too, just knocking down a couple threes. And but defensively, effort, I thought, was great. And offensively, Kara Richard had a standout night, and she was just seemed to be everywhere, especially in the first half. So definitely a nice way to go into break and kind of change our season around, hopefully.
Yeah, glad you mentioned Kara there, as she will get the nod for the Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game. 17 points, including three, and going 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And so the first half was seesaw, 5 lead changes, 5 ties. You trail by 2 at halftime, but you come out in that third quarter, which was the turning point. You built a 10-point lead going into the fourth.
Yeah, I think we just were able to get some stops there, turn those stops into points offensively. We were able to create some good movement offensively and found some open looks. We finished well in that third quarter, able to get some inside looks. And then, like you said, knocked down some outside shots, timely shots. I know Beth had a three in the corner, kind of sparked us a little bit. Kara had a nice three, and we just hustled. We got the loose balls. I thought that might have been the determining factor, is just our hustle carried over to how we played offensively and defensively. So tip your hat to the girls. They gave a great effort tonight.
And 17 of 22 at the free throw line. Good job in that regard.
You know, it didn't seem like we were at times, especially when the game gets closer there, but that's a great percentage. We kind of struggled a little bit recently here in those close games, too. We talked about every point matters, so to shoot that well. And we kind of made a point of emphasis yesterday in practice of shooting a lot of free throws and making sure we connect on those one-and-ones, and you know, paid off tonight in a close game again.
A 7-point victory over Sioux Central, and certainly helped your cause to get Danny Betcher in foul trouble. She sat out a few minutes in the first half, and she came on, got her fair share by game's end, but you really made things difficult for her inside.
Yeah, we talked about pregame, you know, the scouting report, how we were going to defend her, and we gave her a couple looks inside there just because we were out of position. But the girls bought into the game plan and made sure we executed that well. She was in foul trouble, so we were able to take advantage of that, hopefully. We had a couple girls in foul trouble, too, so kind of just went back and forth there. But, again, defensive effort, I thought we bought into the game plan. We executed well. And it got us to victory, so that's the most important thing.
That it is. And what's the plan after taking some time off for the holiday break? Obviously, are you gonna do a scrimmage with another team, or just wait to get back at it a few days before the Westwood game on January 5th?
Yeah, we got to take a couple days off here, just the mandatory break there, and then next week we'll get into practice there on Wednesday, and then we're gonna head down to Carroll and scrimmage a couple teams down there, Glenn Ralston, Carroll Kemper, I think, and. Hopefully see some good competition. Newell might be down there, so just some good competition. Westwood seems to have our number the last couple of times we played them. So hopefully we can get a kind of good thing rolling there over break, and hopefully this win tonight will propel us into that second half of the season, and hopefully there's more things like this to come.
Ridgeview gets it done over Sioux Central, 50-43. Raptors now 4-4 as Brian Bode, Raptors coach, joining us. Let you go, Brian. Thanks for the time. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Appreciate it, Rag Guy. Happy holidays to you, too. And thanks for all the coverage you guys give us.